Buckle up, everyone, because we are diving deep into one heck of a day. January 16th, 2025. It felt like the entire AI world was holding its breath and then just exploded with innovation. It was wild. We've got our daily chronicle of AI advancements from a whole bunch of sources, and it all went down on this one crazy day. So imagine a news feed just overflowing with breakthroughs. We're talking AGI labs, cancer detection, even AI video that's basically magic.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff we're about to unpack.
It's crazy, right? What's fascinating to me is how all these advancements aren't happening in isolation, you know? They're building on each other like a ripple effect that's pushing AI forward.
Sure.
And faster.
So let's jump right in. First up, the AGI race is heating up. Francois Chollet, you know, the guy behind Keras, he launched this brand new lab called Nendea, and their mission is huge. They're trying to achieve AGI, artificial general intelligence.
AGI, that's the holy grail, right? Imagine machines that can learn and reason just like us humans. That's what they're aiming for. And the really cool thing is they're taking a different approach. We humans learn new things pretty quickly without needing to be fed mounds of data. You know, we just kind of figure it out. Well, Nendea is trying to replicate that efficiency in machines. Instead of just relying on massive data sets, they're combining deep learning with something called program synthesis.
So it's almost like they're teaching AI to learn more like we do. That seems like a pretty big deal.
Well, it's huge. It's like the space race all over again with Nendea Ilyasutskever's SSI and all these other brilliant minds all competing. Whoever cracks the code of AGI first, well, they have the potential to change the world as we know it.
Okay, so next up, we've got Microsoft making a major move. They're launching a free E-tier for their Copilot AI assistant. That's right, free access to GPT-4-powered chat, web, knowledge file analysis, the whole shebang. They've even got image and code generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but wait, there's more. They're also rolling out custom AI agents for task automation. Imagine having an AI assistant that's tailor-made just for you. It can schedule your meetings, draft emails, even analyze data for your presentations, all while you can focus on the big picture stuff.
Wow, that sounds like a total game changer, especially for small businesses or anyone who wants to get things done faster.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like having a super efficient personal assistant right there in your computer. But it's powered by AI. And you know what? This puts them head to head with Google's Gemini, which is also focused on AI productivity tools.
Ah, so it's a battle of the titans for that sweet, sweet productivity market. Speaking of titans, let's talk about contextual AI. They just unveiled this cutting-edge platform called Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RA for short.
Yeah, RG is pretty cool. Okay, think of it like this. Current AI is kind of like a student cramming for a test, you know? They try to memorize every single fact, but they don't always know how to actually use that knowledge. RA is like giving that student a personalized, super efficient library.
Yeah, I see. So instead of just memorizing a jumble of facts, AI can now pull the right information at the right time. Kind of like having a research assistant on speed dial.
You got it.
Yeah.
This could make AI way more reliable for stuff that needs serious information processing, like legal research or medical diagnoses. Instead of giving you some generic answer, AI can now give you specific insights based on the situation.
Now, hold on to your hats, folks, because AI video just got a serious upgrade. Luma Labs just dropped Ray 2, their next-gen AI video model. And get this, it can generate 10-second video clips from just text prompts. We're talking realistic physics. It's like something straight out of a movie.
It's incredible how far we've come. Remember how CGI used to be all blurry and fake-looking? Well, AI video is going through the same evolution. We're going from blurry and unrealistic to practically indistinguishable from real life.
So you're telling me that pretty soon anyone will be able to create high-quality video content without needing a whole film crew?
Exactly. And just think about the impact this could have on marketing, education, entertainment. It's mind-blowing.
It really is. Okay, let's shift gears for a second to something a little more serious, but equally amazing. Researchers have developed this new deep learning model called AssimRI, and it can analyze mammograms to predict breast cancer up to 5 years in advance.
5 years, that's incredible. AssimRI focuses on something that radiologists have known for years. There are often subtle differences between the left and right breast tissue, and these differences can actually be a strong predictor of cancer risk.
And we all know how important early detection is when it comes to treating cancer. This could be revolutionary for breast cancer screening. We could be talking about saving countless lives.
It's truly remarkable what AI can do in healthcare these days. And it's not just about predicting cancer either. There's also this new AI approach called Titans that lets models learn and memorize critical information during a task. No more preloading huge data sets. It's like AI can learn on the fly.
That's wild. It's like giving AI the ability to adapt to new information instantly.
Precisely. And this has huge implications for things like personalized assistants that learn your preferences over time, or robots that can quickly adapt to new environments. Imagine a world where your smartphone anticipates your needs, or where robots can be sent into disaster zones and adjust to the changing conditions on the ground.
Okay, so we've talked about the tech, but let's not forget about the big picture. January 16th also saw some interesting developments on the world stage. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Microsoft's CEO all got together to discuss AI and cybersecurity.
You know, that meeting really highlights how seriously world leaders are taking both the potential benefits and risks of AI. It's a clear sign that AI isn't just a tech issue anymore, it's a global one.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. But don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to dive even deeper into how AI is impacting global competition and shaking up the media landscape.
And we're back, folks. Diving deeper into how AI is changing the business and media world. You know, it's incredible to see how all this tech is not only pushing boundaries, but also opening up these amazing opportunities for innovation and investment.
Now, speaking of investment, January 16th saw some serious cash flowing into the AI scene. Remember Synthesia, that AI video platform we talked about? Well, they just raised a whopping $180 million in funding.
$180 million. Wow. That shows you how much confidence investors have in AI video, right? I mean, Synthesia's platform makes it so easy for companies to create top-notch videos without needing expensive equipment or film crews. Imagine creating marketing videos, training materials, or even internal comms all with AI.
So it's like democratizing video production,
Yeah.
giving everyone the power to create professional-looking content.
Exactly.
And it's not just about video either. OpenAI is expanding its partnership with Axios. They're actually funding four new local newsrooms and integrating them with ChatGPT and other AI tools.
Now that's interesting. It really makes you think about the future of journalism. On the one hand, AI can help automate a lot of tasks like data analysis and content creation. That frees up journalists to focus on more in-depth investigative reporting.
So instead of spending hours transcribing interviews or digging through spreadsheets, they can use AI to do the grunt work.
Exactly. But on the other hand, there are concerns about bias accuracy and, you know, the possibility of human journalists losing their jobs.
Right. It's a double-edged sword.
It is.
But we're already seeing AI having a big impact on how we consume news. Like Bloomberg, for example. They're now using AI to create news summaries so people can get a quick overview of the latest financial and business happenings.
And remember Google's partnership with the Associated Press to feed real-time news to Gemini. It's crazy how fast AI is changing the way we get our information. It's becoming so efficient at processing all that data and finding those key trends and insights.
So it's like having a personal AI news curator.
Pretty much.
But with great power comes great responsibility.
Right. Absolutely. We need to make sure that AI-generated content is accurate, unbiased, and clearly labeled as such. Transparency is key.
It's all about finding that sweet spot between using AI to its full potential and making sure it's used ethically.
Couldn't agree more.
And these conversations need to be happening now, not later.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of responsibility, let's shift gears to cybersecurity. As AI becomes more and more a part of our lives, it also becomes a bigger target for hackers and cybercriminals.
That makes sense. The more we rely on these systems, the higher the stakes if they get compromised.
Exactly. That's why Cisco launched their new AI defense platform. It's like a comprehensive security suite designed to protect AI systems from unauthorized access and tampering.
So it's like building a fortress around our AI.
You got it. AI security is often overlooked, but it's absolutely crucial for ensuring that these systems are deployed safely and responsibly.
Can you give us an example of why that's so important?
Sure. Imagine a self-driving car being hacked,
Yeah.
or a medical AI system giving out wrong diagnoses. The consequences could be catastrophic.
Okay. Yeah, that's a scary thought. It really drives home the importance of AI security.
It does. And it brings us to a crucial question. What does all this mean for the average person? How will these AI advancements actually impact our lives?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it feels like we're standing at the edge of a whole new era, an era where AI has the potential to solve some of humanity's biggest problems and create a brighter future. But it's also a lot to take in.
It is. But one thing is clear. AI is quickly becoming an integral part of our world. From the way we work and learn to how we consume news and receive healthcare, AI is transforming everything.
It's both exciting and a bit overwhelming.
I agree. It's a time of incredible possibilities, but also a time for careful consideration. We need to make sure that AI is developed and used ethically, responsibly, and in a way that benefits all of us.
And that leads us perfectly into the final chapter of our deep dive into January 16, 2025. We've seen groundbreaking tech and massive investments. We've talked about AI's impact on business media, even geopolitics.
But now we have to grapple with the core issue, the ethical considerations surrounding this rapidly evolving technology.
So stay tuned, folks, because in part three, we're diving into the complex questions surrounding job displacement and the very nature of intelligence itself. It's a conversation you won't want to miss. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. This is the final part of our deep dive into January 16th, 2025. And man, have we covered a lot of ground. From crazy AI advancements to the impact on business media and even global politics.
It's been a wild ride, but now it's time to tackle the big one. What does all this mean for us, you know, for humanity?
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the cool factor of all this new tech.
Yeah.
But we've seen that it's not just some shiny new toy. AI is a force that's going to reshape the world in some pretty profound ways.
And one of the biggest questions we got to ask ourselves is this. As AI gets more powerful, are we automating ourselves out of existence? Are we building a world where only a select few actually benefit?
It's a valid fear for sure, especially with things like AI-generated video and those custom AI agents we talked about. Will creative pros and knowledge workers become obsolete?
That's a tough question. And there's no easy answer. I mean, some jobs will definitely be automated as AI becomes more capable.
So what can people do to prepare for all this change? Should we all be learning to code or what?
Well, coding is a good skill to have, but it's not the only solution. If you look back at history, you see that technological leaps always create new jobs, new industries, things we couldn't have even imagined before.
So it's not about fearing AI. It's about adapting to it,
sure.
Figuring out how to seize those new opportunities that'll inevitably pop up.
Exactly. We should be focusing on developing those uniquely human skills that complement AI. Stuff like critical thinking, creativity, and complex problem solving.
Right. Those are the skills the machines just can't replicate yet, at least not fully.
Exactly. And those are the skills that are going to be in high demand in the future when AI is handling all the routine stuff.
It's all about seeing AI as a tool, not a replacement. A tool that can help us achieve more than we ever could alone.
Absolutely. And you know, that brings us to perhaps the most fundamental question of all. What does it even mean to be intelligent? As we get closer to AGI, are we changing the very definition of what it means to be human?
Man, that's deep. It's a question philosophers have been wrestling with for centuries. And now AI is making us face it head on. Are we just biological machines? Or is there something more, something that makes us unique, even compared to the most advanced algorithms?
It's a question that'll probably keep us busy for decades to come. But one thing's for sure, the rise of AI isn't just a technological revolution, it's a philosophical one too.
It's forcing us to rethink our place in the universe, to really ask ourselves what it means to be human.
And you know, looking back at January 16th, 2025, it's clear that was a turning point. It was a day that showed us the incredible power and potential of AI.
From AGI labs to cancer detection to AI video that's practically indistinguishable from the real deal. It was a day that gave us a peek into a future that's both thrilling and a little bit scary.
Yeah, bit of both. But it's a future that we're building right now. With every line of code we write, with every choice we make about how we develop and use this technology.
So here's something to think about as we wrap up this deep dive. What role do you want AI to play in your life? And what kind of future do you want to create with it?
It's a question worth pondering. Thanks for joining us on this journey, folks. We'll see you next time on the Deep Dive.